we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thank you for taking 30 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You're going to hear a sermon now that I just preached yesterday at Island Community Church. We just started a new series yesterday. It's called Understanding Eschatology. And eschatology is the Greek word for end times. So this is the study of end times. We'll be looking at a wide array of different things. Here we started off with what kicks everything off is Jesus' promise. In my Father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. Now we're 2,000 years in, and we're still waiting for the fulfillment of that. But you can bet your sweet bippy, it's going to be fulfilled. End times. When is Jesus coming back? Does the Bible tell us? As a matter of fact, that's where we're starting here today, as they asked him that very question. What will be the signs of your coming? What will be the signs of the end of the age? So that's where we're going to be here today. We'll look at the false prophet next week. We'll continue in Matthew 24 a few weeks after that. We're going to look at how Israel fits into all this. We'll look at the two witnesses. We'll look at the Antichrist. We'll look at the government forcing you to take a mark in order to buy or sell. Those are the things that we're in for the next, 10 or 12 weeks. So fasten your seatbelt. Enjoy the program. We would love to see you at Island. God's doing a great work there. We would love to have you come and visit us. More on that as the week unfolds and we get closer to Sunday. Okay, this is part one of this message now. This message is entitled, The End of All Things, and it will play today and tomorrow. Nation arise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of Odin, sorrows, birth pangs, a woman 8 7/8 months pregnant.
Dum, dum.
So the most important part to remember is to be very careful that no one deceives you or tricks you or misleads you. Now remember, people are going to fall away and take the mark of the beast at the end of the age. Will do so because they are deceived into doing it. By the way, you can change that. You can change that. In your own individual world, you can change that. People fall at the end of the age because they're deceived. They think that something is something, but something was something else. You can change that. Right in your own backyard. Right with the people that you meet. Right wherever God strategically sends you to, you can change that. You can change this number. Even if it's by one, is it worth it? Jesus thinks it is. He did a lot of things to save one person. You can change it. Let me prove it now. Revelation 19:20 says this. It says, then the beast, that's the Antichrist, was captured, and with him the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which, that's the signs. Listen to this verse, church. The false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which He deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshiped his image. So this text says that the upcoming false prophet is going to deceive people into taking the mark of the beast. So Jesus says, as the most important thing heading into this time period, what'll be the sign of your coming? What'll be the sign of the end of the age? How will we know? He says, be careful. Don't let anyone mislead you. Don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let this guy, to use Jersey vernacular, don't let this dude con you. And then to chill you down to the bone is this explanation of what the mark really is. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 says this. Speaking of this man here, let me read it out of the King James. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in or on their right hand or on their foreheads, so that no man may buy or sell except he that has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So the false prophet is going to force people to receive some sort of identifying mark. That's what the word here. Some people think it's a tattoo. The Greek word karagma means an identifying mark. And he's going to force people to receive this identifying mark in order to buy or sell on the streets. Kind of like what they're trying to do to you right now. Amen? Church, the end of all things is near and is at hand. Now let's go back to this list here, Matthew 24, that Jesus just started. We're going to get more into that here in the coming days, believe me. He overarched everything with this warning, take heed. Oh, what do you know? My fans run out of blast. More than one way to skin a cat, right? Matthew 24, 4. Verse 5, actually. Jesus' list. It says, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now, this very thing is going on again as we speak. I've always kind of wondered what a rumor of war was until these past 2 weeks, where this verse, at least to me personally, maybe I'm slow of understanding some things, but now I got a good grasp of what rumors of war is. And what would that be today? Russia and Ukraine. The word rumor is the Greek word acoustic. Reach your ear. Like a gossip or a rumor. There's a rumor going on Russia's going to invade Ukraine. The rumor is so loud that even sleepy Joe Biden's been awakened out of catatonia. And is sending troops to the area because, once again, another prophecy is coming to pass right before our very eyes. It's not one of those things. It's Bible prophecy being fulfilled. That's what it is. God's in charge of all these things. They don't happen flippantly. Intelligent design. Now, before you say to yourself, well, these things have always been going on, correct. However, when you see all of these things, the key to understanding this is when you see all of these things going on at the same time, that's how you'll know his return is near. That's the key to understanding this.
Verse 7, nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pangs. So nation against nation, again, Greek word ethnos, meaning ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group. Again, we can gather information from Russia and Ukraine. And these guys are like brothers. They're like the same people. Funny how in just a few months' time, we have a fresh new fulfillment of some of these prophecies, isn't it? Kingdom against kingdom. Famines, pestilences, earthquakes. Pestilence is COVID, or COVID is a pestilence. Pestilence has turned this world upside down. Pestilence has practically stopped the globe from spinning. Look at everything that's happened because of this. Pestilence is the single greatest sign that you and I are living in the end times and that Jesus is coming back soon. Are you ready for his return? You see, you can't poo-poo the signs anymore. Does God have your attention yet? I think he does, doesn't he? Tell us more, Lord. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. I used to love watching Quincy as a kid. Remember him? Jack Klugman? And now Dr. Donald Mallard on NCIS. Both men are expected to come up with a cause of death for somebody. Now, if a medical examiner was to examine the tribulation period for a cause of death of millions of people during the tribulation, it would be for these two things. If you ask the proverbial Dr. Mallard today, what's the cause of death, Gibbs would say to him, your number one answer would be, seeing Christians die. Seeing Christians die. How's that? Read the verse. He's writing to Christians. He's not writing this letter to atheists. He's writing this letter to us. He's talking to the church. At the mere sight of this, supposed Christians, that is counterfeit Christians, that is those who have never been tested, will all fall away from the faith, like the next verse says. And then many will be offended. New American Standard says, and then many will fall away. Can't you hear it now? I never signed up for this. You see, at the mere sight of Christians dying, maybe you say, but Christians don't die. Hello, have you ever read Fox's Book of Martyrs before? Smell the coffee. What happened in the first century? Nero set Christians on fire. The rest he dipped in oil, or he fed to the lions. We forget how short our memory is here. Christians have been dying for 2,000 years. Jesus says, and then many will be offended and betray one another and hate one another. Second great cause of death during the tribulation, the lying wonders of the false prophet. We'll get into them in the coming weeks. As a matter of fact, we'll get into them next week. That's going to be my sermon next week, the false prophet. All right, now Jesus continued. Notice he's going in order. Notice the word then. It says then, this is verse 11. It says then, many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. So this is the job of these false prophets. It's not to beat you over your head. It's not to poison you. It's not to get you to slip on a banana peel or not to stick a knife in your back. The false prophet deceives you. He causes you to think that something is something, while something is something else. My definition of being deceived. Now, as a test run to this, which, by the way, will be the greatest and worst catastrophes of all time, how billions of people are going to be deceived, God has given you a test run here today to see how you're going to do when the real one comes along. God has given you a test run to see how you're going to do when the government forces you to receive an identifying mark in order to buy or sell. Wow, you can hear crickets in this church today. Is this that difficult of a message? God has given you a test run to see how you're going to do when the government forces you to receive some kind of mark in order to buy or sell. Remember, this is not a religious mark. This is an economic. You can't buy watermelons without the mark of the beast. This is an economic thing, buying or selling. And that's where we're at here today. Let me say this. I know because you're looking for leadership with this, and I promise not to let you down. If you received the vaccine because you feel like you needed to do it health-wise, and you did all your homework regarding this vaccine, then I won't hit you over the head with this. I love hearing what Bill Steinbrück said probably 2 years ago about this. That people need to have the right to look at things themselves and make their own wise decision on what they need to. They ought to be able themselves to look and gather evidence and make their own choice for their own family on what they need to do. That's the logical answer. Amen. Always loved that. I never forgot that. However, if you took the vaccine because the government shamed you into taking it, then you failed the test. If you took this vaccine because the government shamed you, like they do every day, right? Can't eat in this restaurant, can't fly on a plane, you can't do, if you take that vaccine because you were shamed into doing it, then you failed the test. But the good news is, praise God, you see, like the emergency broadcasting system used to say at 3 a.m. when I was still up, this is only a test. And as long as it's still today, you can retake the test, praise God. It's just a practice run to see how you are going to do when the government forces you to do something. If you think it's the right thing to do for health reasons or for whatever other reasons, that's fine. But because the government shamed you to do it, then you failed this test. You failed it. And as long as it's still today, you can retest, you can retake, you can retake it, you can change. Correct the problem and retake the test. Correct the problem and retake the test. That is, trust God with your life. That's the answer to the problem. Trust God with your life. But if you don't correct the problem, you'll make the same mistake again. Believe me, friends. If you don't correct this problem, and you'll make the same mistake next time. Why wouldn't you? There's not even a knife at your throat now. If you can't do it now in easy land, why do you think you're going to do it later? If you fail this test now and don't make any changes, you're going to fail it the next time around. Make the changes today while it costs you nothing. It costs you nothing to change. What is the great horrible thing wrong with trusting God? Somebody tell me. How does it hurt you? How is that to your detriment? Trust God with what you're going through. He'll see you through. How can you correct the problem? By having a proper perspective on your life. Allow me to remind you who enabled you to reach 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 88 years old. How do you think you hit 88 years old? You see, when I almost died a few years back, and I know for a fact that I should have died, I got a whole new perspective on life, let me tell you. I realized then that God is the one that sustains me. And God is the one who heals me. Not the government. God is the one that heals me. I know that I know that I know that I know that you guys should have had a funeral for me when I did the wedding of my daughter. Some things in life you just know. And falling asleep 80 miles an hour on I-95. People guided my truck and kept me from dying. Angels did that, and I know it. And I know in my soul that if God protected me then, he's going to protect me now. And I very well might fall asleep again and leave this world. But I know that God is in control of me and my life until my work on here is done, or until he comes back, whatever happens first. Not the government. God is the one. Right? Last page. It's because of Almighty God that you and I are sitting or standing here today. So, let's get down to it. Is receiving the vaccine taking the mark of the beast? Answer, no, it's not. You'll know it when the false prophet is the one who administers it. And we'll pick it up right here with a detailed sermon on the false prophet right here next week is where we're going to start with the next end times player here. This mysterious person, the false prophet, who the Bible says is going to have the power to give life. I mean, how many of you, I know a lot, Noah, because you hear me say it. How many of you here on this 20th of February, 2022, how many of you knew prior to walking in here today that Satan was going to have the power to give life? I mean, how many of you knew that? You see, this is how he's going to deceive people. When people see this, if you want to do your homework and read, it's Revelation chapter 13, starting in verse 11 or so, where it says he had the power, he was granted, not by Satan, this had been going on for years. Special end times power granted to this guy to separate the wheat from the chaff. He was granted the power to give, Greek word pneuma. You can translate it. The King James translated it as life. You could translate it as breath. It's a proper name for the Holy Spirit. Hagios pneuma, breath. He had the power to give breath. What image do you get of someone having the power to give breath to something and causing it to come alive? I mean, I think of God kneeling over Adam, pinching his nose. You see, when people see that, people who are ignorant of the word of God see this man breathing into Anthony Fauci down here on the ground the power to give life, and this thing comes to life. And what does he do? He forces people to get the mark. And he causes all, small, great, rich, poor, free, slaves, to take this mark so that anyone can buy or sell that wants to. That's where we're going to pick it up here next week. Should be fun. Then we'll continue in Matthew 24. So I close with this today, and that is, how's your faith? How's your faith today? Don't think for a moment the government can extend or sustain your life. Only God can. God's the sustainer of life, not the government. Not the government. Your life is in God's hands. And it always will be. And the thing and the joy is, it always has been. It's always been in God's hands. Sometimes things will happen in your life that'll show you and wake you up that, wait a minute. God is the one behind the scenes. God is the one that sustains your heartbeat. God is the one that gives you breath. God is the one that brought you into this world. And God is the one that'll take you out. Hallelujah. That's all I've got to say here today. Psalm 27 speaking to me this morning. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength, or the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That is great strength here today to understand and know that God is in control. Your name is engraved in the palms of his hands, and he is the great sustainer of life. Let's pray.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Try to express the heart with the mind, searching to find the words to say I love you. Can you tell me where my courage goes when I want to find the words to show you how I feel and all you mean to me? 'Cause your love don't know where my courage goes when I want to find the words to show you how I